10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
It is indeed a pleasure to have this privilege to play here for you. We intend to give you a very fine program. So just settle back, relax, and enjoy
Bob and the Showgram.
Man, Bob, y'all freaking rock, dude. Y'all are off the fizzle, cuz.
You guys just totally made my day, and now I'm in a good mood.
Y'all are the best thing going on in the morning, I'm telling you right now.
I put that on everything.
Bob.
Oh, that's what I'm doing, man.
Kristen.
I got a big ass, and that's not funny. Kiss my ever-loving butt.
Mike.
I'm just trying to bring some intelligence to the show.
Weird Creepy John.
Oh, it's slippery, and my feet are sweating already. Oh, God.
These people have lost their minds.
Sometimes people with psychotic tendencies just cannot be controlled.
You guys seem like crazy morons to me.
Bob and the Showgram.
Start your engines!
Live from the Clear Channel Incorporated World Headquarters on the 7th floor, Suite 700, Room 14 in the Luxury Smoke Tree Tower,
it's the Showgram!
Yay!
We got new crowd. Is the white girl still working here?
Yeah, she's here. Today's her last day. She's the last day for a while. She's getting married.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What do you mean, what's up with that?
No, I haven't seen you in, like, forever, and yesterday, I was like, who's coming in tomorrow? And they said, well, I think the white girl is, and I think Latif is, and I was like, white girl, she's still working here?
I know. I meet white girl at, where was it that I met you?
The Carolina Ale House.
Carolina Ale House. And she said, I'm looking for an internship. This is Lou and I are leaving. She goes, I'm looking for an internship. Do you guys have anything? I said, as a matter of fact, we do. If you'll just call John and talk to him, he'll get you up here and get you situated. So now I look back, and I'm going, since I've met her, I think she's been here 8 times.
That's a lie.
That's true!
Well, hey,
it's about 8, and now she's going to get married.
Well, I think the surprising thing is we've checked our mail every single day, and I haven't seen an invitation, Mike. Have you seen an invitation?
I haven't seen an invitation in my mail. Have you, Bob?
Bob, did you get one?
I mean, maybe I dropped it on the way back from the mailroom, but I haven't seen one.
They were mailed out before.
That's likely.
So can we hear the juicy details anyway? Like, when and where and...
Well, it's on Saturday, this Saturday. At 2 p.m.
And I did hear that it's in your family, it's the first time that anybody from the family has married an Asian person. Is that right?
An Asian person?
That's not right?
No. He's not Asian.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, no. He was really good at math. I just got confused. Is it a white boy you're marrying?
No, actually, he is Native American.
Really? Is that going to be incorporated into the ceremony?
Okay.
Is that going to make his grandfather stand on the side of the road to have a single tear?
No.
The only thing we have to tell my children is no trash on side of the road.
Wow.
Is he full-blooded or just...
No, he's full-blooded. Both of his parents are Lumbee Indians.
Really?
But he didn't grow up down in the Lumberton, Pembroke area. He was born in Mississippi and then grew up in Garner, so...
Wow. What a lazy Indian. Do they celebrate there at their house, like at the mom and dad's house? Do they celebrate any type of Indian thing?
No, not... I mean, every once in a while they'll go out west and go to, like, powwows and stuff, but I've never been invited to that.
No,
before.
Not really, Bob. They don't really celebrate. They just pack the car up and go out to halfway around the country.
Have a big powwow.
Have powwows.
Once a year.
That's kind of celebrating.
That's a little strange.
I mean, they play a lot of video poker, Bob. But...
Yeah, you know, this is the God's honest truth. Now, I mean, you can look at the statistics. Indians are lazy. Do you know that? Like, before you get married.
You can't say that. Opinion. You can't make that judgment call.
It's so it. Yes,
no,
you can.
No, they're not.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, what's your personal experience?
No, it's not
How
personal
did you
experience.
Drive
I've
this?
Seen the numbers.
See the
statistics say Really?
Now, what, more Indians watch television programs? Really? Like, honestly, okay. Where you get this?
Tell me where another Indian has done anything at your house.
Okay.
For example, Hispanics are some working fools, bro. They'll come to... I've had people come and paint, and those are great.
But I don't know many Indian electricians.
I've had black folks who come to do stuff. I've had white people come to the house and do stuff. But I've never had an Indian. Thus, I say Indians are lazy.
But I don't think there's as many Indians here as there are.
Are you? Have you lost your mind?
In Lumberton, in Fayetteville and surrounding areas, yes.
But I say
and
here, walking a contingency. Around.
Right, and all the big mountain thing over there. Where there's tons of Indians.
Yeah, but that's over in the mountain thing. It's not here in Raleigh. That's what I'm saying.
Do you know Fayetteville's just like, 45 minutes away?
But maybe they're
they
doing
can
stuff.
Run. They
maybe
got horses.
Maybe the people in Fayetteville have people coming to their house to do stuff.
They ride horses.
All I know is that back in the day, my mom and dad used to know this stoner Indian named Miko.
Uh-huh.
And at a funeral one time, he took us, me and a bunch of other high school kids out in the field, and he was high off the... The wacky tobacco.
Peyote.
And, like, we started doing, like, this weird seance, and that was some freaky stuff. But he was really cool.
Did you see?
Okay.
I just thought you should know that. He wasn't lazy at all. He was a plumber.
See, really? That does, there's an exemption to your
He was an outdoor plumber. I'm just saying.
I'm not
now,
saying.
Here's the thing, too. I don't know. I know a lot of Indians that they have to do this, but I don't know about these Lumbee? Type of Indians. Yeah. Didn't they just get, like, official Indian status?
I don't think
so. No, that's true.
Did they really?
Once again, listen to me. It sounds like I know more about Indians than you do, and you're about to marry one. You should listen to me.
The Lumbee Indians, I think, finally just got recognized legally as a tribe.
Right.
I didn't
just
know
happened,
that.
Not too well, and you didn't even get a card.
I don't get a Lumbee. I wanted one so bad. I thought I was gonna get like you know
dual
little,
citizenship,
the Lumbee card, and I don't get one.
Yeah, you wait and see. They're gonna marry you.
They won't even give you one by marriage.
Only by blood.
Yeah. Is there like a term for an Indian who dates white girls?
I don't.
Your kid will get a card.
Yeah, my kid will get a card.
And you know they get money. Just I don't know if it's Lumbee people who get this, but I know, like all the others, if you, for example, live on the reservation, are you going to live on the reservation?
No, that's just like Cherokee Indians that live out in the mountains on reservations.
No, it's not. All the Indians, a lot of Indians live on the reservation.
Hence why they're not around doing work in your house.
You need to do some research. You don't know anything about Indians. Name one Indian. Go. See? Come on,
Sacagawea. Hey, white girl, after you guys get married, you guys can have a teepee warming party?
A teepee warming party?
I hear Pottery Barn's making really great stuff for teepees these days.
Pottery Barn would be the favorite.
It's the Navajo style, in case you hadn't seen.
I can go get you a pelt or something.
What the hell's a pelt?
What is a pelt?
Oh, Mike's got that sophisticated humor going on over there in his head again.
Oh,
he's cracking himself up.
Oh, I'm funny.
Have you seen his grandfather yet? Have you met his grandfather, grandparents, any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does he have ceremonial headdress?
Yeah. I wonder if you can see Grandpa, and he's just sitting in a circle with his legs as big as he can bend them. Over the corner. And
are you trying to say Indian style?
Indian style.
Isn't that weird? I don't know if that's considered racist to Indians nowadays. But when we were kids, like in kindergarten,
sitting Indian style,
yeah, everybody go sit Indian style. You know, that was like no big thing. I wonder if that offends
right.
people now.
Right, I don't know.
See why
Lumbee? Have you ever seen Lumbee women?
No.
Yes. Yeah, the girl who was Miss North Carolina who was naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She actually came in the studio.
Yeah. There've been several that are pretty hot.
No, that girl never came in.
It was a different girl.
Yeah.
We're talking about Rebecca Revels.
I was going to say, because there was a more recent Miss North Carolina. She came in.
She was Lumbee.
Yeah.
And I've seen some others that are
gorgeous. Anyway.
Well, okay, Mike. I guess you have a new type.
You know, part of...
I'm down with the brown.
You know, the reason that the... She doesn't know why I bother asking.
I know.
Do you know why the big struggle about Lumbees and are they really Indians or not? Do you know why that happened?
Wasn't it because they were inbred?
Inbred, yes, they were. But it's North Carolina, so who else isn't, right? Everybody is.
so they weren't like, their bloodline wasn't pure.
Right, right. So they're kind of like the, I guess the black, I think it was black and American and European and all mixed up together.
It's crazy because I go to school down
there. We call it swirl.
I go to school down there. Oh, well, I'm taking all my classes now. But it's crazy because you'll see the really, really, you know, dark-skinned ones. But then there are, like...
Ones.
Well, sorry. Lumbies. And then there's some with really, really pale skin, blue eyes, and blonde hair.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Where does your guy follow in the mix? As far as looks go.
Oh, dark skin, dark eyes, dark hair.
Did your daddy says that's okay?
You tell your parents, hey, at least he's not black.
For the longest time, I thought his mom didn't like me because I was white.
Pale face.
No.
Do not trust the white girl.
You need to do some research. When do you get married?
On Saturday.
This Saturday. God.
It's kind of a little late for research.
I'm really surprised that his parents or his grandparents didn't want to incorporate any kind of, you know, lumbee ceremony into the wedding.
Do they call you Easy Booty?
No.
Is that your Indian name?
She says, anything. Yeah, I don't blame you.
They call you Pocahontas.
Really? Really?
Oh, wow.
No. Do they have any traditions that you're going to have to do at the wedding or afterwards or anything? You know, like all his friends get a turn?
That is terrible.
Sack of white Jawea.
After that, it'll be... Little saggy cooter.
Oh, no. That's after the honeymoon, Bob.
Yeah, no, after all the friends.
Oh, man.
Wow. So there's no ceremony or anything?
No, huh?
Will you at least send us pictures?
I'd pass a headdress or something?
You're
going to
be so surprised. There's got to be some type of...
Like, what about his family? I mean, like, how much of his family have you invited? Is it going to be a big wedding, or are you guys keeping it intimate? Are you going to have a lot of Lumbee Indians there?
It's pretty... I mean, our guest list is up to 200, so...
Wow. All riding one horse for that.
When they get there, are they going to circle the church?
Y'all are horrible.
Oh,
that is. We could do this all day.
Yeah, y'all could. Thank goodness we won't, but y'all could.
We love our Lumbee, though. I do. Because, like I said earlier, the girls are pretty hot.
The girls are hot.
Yeah.
Well.
Have you ever dated an Indian girl before?
I did. You know. Obviously, all girls claim that they're like 1/16th or 1/32nd Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I dated one girl one time who said she was like 1/16th.
That doesn't count.
It really doesn't.
I mean, for her, as far as her describing her bloodline, that's fine. But as far as you dating an Indian, no, that doesn't count.
Latifah says she's got black in her, or she's got Indian in her.
A lot of black people claim that they have Indian in her. From North Carolina, a lot of black women from North Carolina.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It makes them feel exotic,
Mike,
or something.
Mike,
your horse has feathers on it. That's how you know.
And your horse say nay.
Your horse say, say nay, nay.
Ho!
Nay, nay, ho! What are you guys doing for your anniversary? Not your anniversary, but
honeymoon?
Your honeymoon, yeah.
We're going to Jamaica for 8 days.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Mom and daddy paying for that?
No, we're paying for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Indians don't pay for that kind of thing?
Yeah. That's not up for, like, the parent.
That's what happens, is the parent pays for the...
Not necessarily. Sometimes the groom, the bride and the groom do. Now that...
But as... Traditionally, the parents of, yeah, of, I'm telling you, been there, done that. The parents of the groom, that's the gift for the honeymoon.
I thought they just paid for, like, the rehearsal dinner, and that
and
was it.
They paid for that, too.
Yeah, all the interns are dancing
she
now.
She can't even dance like the Indian. Golly. Well, anyway.
Latifah is rocking out the assistant producer room.
When's your last day here?
Today's not my last day.
Ugh, we should have known that before.
Yeah, we need to get a little more heads up here. But then again, we weren't invited to the wedding, so oh well.
No, John's known about it. And I told you guys that I was getting married and told you when it was.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It would be so great if we could all be wearing Indian garb today.
We got you an apple.
Actually, that's mine. Don't give that away. Oh. I got that out of the trash yesterday.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, and, congratulations.
Thanks for coming in for the 7 or 8 times that you've been here. I'm sure you learned a whole lot.
I have, actually.
Yeah. I'm impressed. The girl is going to school, has an internship, and planned
a
wedding.
And been sleeping with an Indian the whole time.
That's impressive.
Can we call you Squaw, go get us breakfast this morning?
As your last day with the show, Graham.
Yeah.
We would like some Chick-fil-A chicken minis. Thank you.
Y'all can't see Mike, but he's over there doing the show. All right. Well, that was fun.
It was fun.
Let's go home.
Okay.
It's the show, Graham, at G105. We're back after this. Hang on.
Bob and the show, Graham.
I'm sorry, but that's funny.
On G105.